He died a cruel death on the cross of Calvary so that you and I, through believing in him and by his grace, can be saved for all of eternity, making us a part of his family. And we here this morning are part of the family of God because of him this morning. Amen. I don't know about you, but that just blesses my heart this morning. That's a blessing in and of itself. Amen. So the choir is going to sing a few songs, and you can sing along if you'd like with what you see on the wall. But just worship this morning. Amen. Just worship the Lord here in this place.
Over the hills and everywhere. presence of him above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. He emperor.
you guys can come down, watch your step. Don't fall down these poinsettias. Excellent job. Give me five, big guy. All right. Excellent job. Aren't you glad that Jesus loves you this morning, huh?
Amen.
Amen. Give me five. That's right. Oh, yeah. All right. Amen. Hey, y'all see all them kids up there? Now, typically on Sunday nights, we meet with all the youth, and that is all ages. And bless God, there ain't but five young people that come on Sunday evenings. Now, I'm going to tell you something, moms and dads. It don't get under my skin, not one bit. But we'd love to see all of your kids there on Sunday evenings. Not tonight because of the holidays and so forth. But come January, we'd like to see all of our young people here in the house of God on Sunday evenings. And we got something special for them for their age. They get together with from the youngest to the high school, the senior in the high school and so forth. And then we separate out as well. We get all together. So we worship together. We sing together. And then we got a lesson. And then we separate out. So we'd love to see you guys here on Sunday evenings. And so I guess you might know who these guys are. I don't know. But nonetheless, they're going to sing this morning. And I've heard this song right here on the old interweb and so forth. And, you know, Israel cried out to God and said, send us the Messiah. Send him here, please. This can't get any worse in our lives. Please send something here. And this song kind of reflects that. Oh, come, Emmanuel. But see, we're here tonight realizing that the Savior has already been. He's already come onto this earth, and he gave himself a ransom for the world. And now we sing, O come, Emmanuel. He's already here with us in our hearts. But guess what? He's coming again. Woo! He's coming again. So I want you to listen as Black Creek comes to sing today.
O come, Emmanuel. Some captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Of hell thy people say, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. By thine advent here, O drive away the shades of night, and pierce the clouds and bring us light. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Thank you. thy saints with thee shall dwell. O come, Emmanuel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Shall come to thee, O Israel.
Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. The light until the glory dawns. Give us a light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on. Star, the hope of life, guiding the pilgrims through the night, over the mountains till the break of dawn, into the light of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Is now that star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on,
shine on.
Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star
of Bethlehem,
star of Bethlehem,
shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us a
light to guide the way
into the
land of perfect day.
Oh, beautiful
star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on.
And Brother Timmy. Brother Timmy, won't you come now? Brother Timmy's got a song that we all love to hear, and I know that you love to hear that as well. So Brother Timmy's going to come and share now, Oh Holy Night. How many of you like to hear Brother Timmy sing? Amen. Amen. Come and praise the Lord, Brother Timmy. Amen. How about giving us a ho, ho, ho while you're up there?
Ho, ho, ho. The stars are brightly shining. It is a night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt his worth. The thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus praise ye, with all our hearts we praise his holy name.
is pleading. Nails, spears shall pierce him through the cross. He bore for me, for you.
From Luke chapter 2, and Joe Barry's going to come and sing for us. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which the Lord, which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him unto Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in the Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light and the light in the Gentiles and the glory of the people of Israel. And Joseph and Mary marveled at these things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yeah. As sword shall pierce through thine own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived in with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple and served God with fastings and prayer night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. That child that was promised many, many years before he arrived was sent to be mine and your salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Have you believed on him? Have you believed on that same child that we sing about today, that we celebrate this season for? You see, he's not just a seasonal being. No, he's evermore. He's always everlasting. And he wants to be your Savior. If you've never trusted in Christ, he offers himself to you as a free gift here in this Christmas season, but all the days that have passed you by as well. But in order for that gift to be what it is, a gift, you must receive it, or else it's of no value. Will you this morning receive him as your Savior? Because he came for you and me. He came because he loves us. Listen as Joe Berry sings.
Mary, your baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Listen, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels try? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy, He's Lord of all creation? Did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy, He's heaven's perfect lamb, and this sleeping child you're holding is the great I
am. Now, as we've already sang about our Savior, those who have already accepted this gift, the Savior, into their lives and into their heart for Him to be their salvation, there's something that He's put inside of us, and it's the Holy Ghost, but He's also put inside of us a hope that the world knows not. It's the hope that we will see Him again face to face with our own eyes and be with Him for all of eternity. Now, I don't know about you, but I look forward to that every day. I look forward to the day that I get to see my Savior face to face and get to walk with Him hand in hand and to see all the glories of heaven that He's prepared for those that love Him, for those that have asked Him to save Him. You know what? If you've never asked Him to save you this morning, He'll do just that if you'll ask Him. And you too can have this hope within you that we'll see Him again. Because why? The King is coming. The King is coming. Don't miss out. Brother Ricky, sing for us.
Well, the marketplace is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors in the courtrooms. no debate. Work on earth has been suspended as the king comes through the gate. Happy faces line the hallway, those whose lives have been redeemed. Broken homes that he has mended, those from prison he set free. Little children and the aged, hand in hand, stand all aglow, who were crippled, broken, ruined, clad in garments white as snow. I can hear the chariots rumble, I can see the marching throng, and the flurry of God's trumpets spell the end of sin and wrong. Regal robes are now unfolding, heaven's grandstands all in place, heaven's choir is now assembled, they start to sing Amazing Grace. The King is coming, the King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see.
Let's just remain standing for a moment. Brad and the choir and all the special soloists this morning have reminded us and preached to us the gospel. The Bible said, speak to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual song. Just as clearly as you could read it in the Bible, they presented to you the fact that a Savior came. His name is Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoso believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, what a marvelous motive. He loved us. Oh, listen. Thank God for that miraculous gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. He loved us so much, he gave us his only begotten Son. And what a wonderful prospect that we might not perish, but have everlasting life. There's one key phrase in there. If we believe, he that believeth. Men and women, boys and girls, this morning, you've been challenged already. Will you believe the gospel? Will you right now accept Christ? In the radio audience, the internet audience, here in the building, the greatest gift of all is the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you receive him now? Bible said, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord can be saved. right now, will you pray and ask and receive him as your Savior? If God spoke to your heart and you believe that you're sinning, you believe that he died and that he rose again, will you believe now that he'll save you? And in believing, will you call on him? Pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. But Lord, you bore all my sin on the cross. You suffered and bled and died and paid my sin debt. I receive you now as my Savior and Lord. Come in my heart. Forgive all of my sin. Help me, Lord Jesus, to love you and serve you. Thank you, Lord, for loving me and for dying for me and for saving me right now. My dear friend, in the building or in the radio audience or internet audience, if you prayed that prayer, we sure would love to know about it. We'd love to help you, love to give you some materials. And if you're here in the building, please don't leave until you speak to me or Brad or some of these other men around at the front up here. Let us know that you trusted Christ. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you this morning for the choir, for all those who sang. Thank you for Brother Brad. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us and meeting with us today. And God, I pray, God, that every heart will be right with you and that every home will be blessed this Christmas. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name.